7235,
I got, sorry, 39, I got your police emergency, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't know, police might be interested. There's a crew cab, long bed, Ford, no plates. He just ran the light here at Foster, and he was going to leave the truck, but then it just got started, and now he's just heading down 82nd in oncoming traffic.
Okay, in oncoming traffic, there's no plate. Can you give me a description of that truck again?
Yeah, I think it's more like a 2013 Ford F-350 crew cab, long bed. Yeah, he's just the way he's been driving since I seen him at Powell. The truck died at Foster. Someone helped him push it out of the way, but then he was going to leave it, but then it started, and he was just going south in the northbound lanes, passing Duke right now.
Okay, copy. You can still see him? Is that correct?
Yeah, he's just, now he's back in the southbound lanes because there's no traffic.
Okay, so at the moment he's currently in the correct lane. He just went over. How long was he in the wrong lane?
He pulled out of the car dealership just south of Hogate, and then I saw him coming up the left side as we were stopped at Foster. He went into the oncoming traffic and forced the east and westbound traffic to stop, and that's when the truck died on him, and then people helped him push it out of the way, and then as I'm on the phone with you, it started up, and then he took off flying in the southbound, or in the northbound lanes until traffic was clear, and then he went back into the southbound.
All right, copy that. I'll probably just do this as a witness right now since he's currently in the correct lane. Let's just call me back if anything changes with that. Does that make sense?
If I see anything else to go with it, I will call you to add to it.
All right, that sounds good. You have a great day, okay?
Okay, thanks.
That's 1436.